NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Egypt today, former President Hosni Mubarak is going to a prison cell. Egypt State TV says that Mubarak has been transferred to a prison in Cairo to begin serving the life sentence handed to him today for his role in the killing of protesters during last year's uprising that forced him from power. Reporter Kimberly Adams was outside the courtroom when the verdict was made public.
The crowd here is divided into two camps, the Mubarak supporters, of which when I looked over there were only a few dozen, and more than 100 supporters of what they call the martyrs, the victims of the revolution who were killed during the protest. And when they heard the verdict for Hosni Mubarak, people leapt in the air. Others broke into song and dance, and the cheers and the chants continue even now.
Kimberly Adams reporting from Cairo. Clashes are also being reported between protesters and riot police today. The UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights says if serious crimes are involved, amnesty should not be an option to persuade members of the Syrian government to leave, even if that causes them to cling to power. In an interview with the Associated Press today, Navi Pillay says international leaders seeking peace may be drawn to politically expedient solutions, but she said that would be wrong under international law. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is seeking to reassure Beijing that the U.S. is not seeking to contain China. Speaking at a defense conference in Singapore today, Panetta outlined a shift in U.S. military resources to the Asia-Pacific region.
President Obama has stated that the United States will play a larger role in this region over the decades to come.
Panetta acknowledged differences between Washington and Beijing, saying the two are not naive about their relationship. Panetta is on a 7-day visit to the region. Wisconsin Republican Scott Walker is revving up his campaign as he tries to avoid becoming only the third governor ever to be recalled from office. Walker has a slight edge in the polls, so as NPR's David Shaper reports, Democratic challenger and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is fighting just as hard.
Campaigning in a Milwaukee suburb Friday, Walker told supporters his law stripping collective bargaining rights for most public employees is working and saving money.
We took on the powerful special interest, and every day, if you elect me governor again on June 5th, I'll continue to stand with the hardworking taxpayers of this state.
But campaigning in Milwaukee, Tom Barrett attacked Walker's confrontational style.
We know that this governor said that he was going to divide and conquer. Those are his words. Not my words. And Scott Walker has divided this state like it's never been divided before.
Barrett says Wisconsin voters can keep Walker from conquering the state, though, by electing him Tuesday. David Shaper, NPR News, Milwaukee.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Authorities in New Mexico say the huge wildfire in the Gila National Forest has burned through nearly 340 square miles and is only about 15% contained. But Forest Service spokeswoman Denise Ottaviano says crews hope to make some progress this weekend.
We're focusing our efforts on protecting the communities and ranches and other homes that are at risk right now of being burned by the fire. So that includes the communities of Mogollon and Willow Creek and some outlying ranches.
More than 1,200 firefighters are battling the blaze. It's the largest in New Mexico's history. Forecasters say thunderstorms and dried lightning could spark even more fires in New Mexico. French President Francois Hollande is cracking down on CEO pay at companies where the government owns stock. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that Hollande wants CEOs to make no more than 20 times the salary of the lowest paid employee.
President François Hollande has made restoring equality in France a top priority, part of his rebuke to former President Nicolas Sarkozy's policies that allegedly favored the rich. Hollande also wants a 75% tax rate for incomes above 1 million euros. Prime Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault shocked corporate France earlier this week when he said the new CEO pay limits would apply to existing contracts and not just new hires, as had been suggested during the election campaign. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth is kicking off the start of a 4-day celebration of her 60 years on the throne. Diamond Jubilee festivities officially begin today with a 41-gun salute and a trip to the Epsom Derby, one of the year's biggest horse racing events. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.